Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. It's the final Gunsmith Show before Christmas. We'll have one more this year still, but before Christmas is
our last
show.
It's our pre-Christmas celebration.
It's a pre-Christmas show. Air. We're going to talk a little bit about Williams Gunsight, the segment, as we always do. And John just got details, of course, on hours of operation.
Yep. So it sounds like they're going to be open 10 to 6. They're normally open 7 days a week, 10 to 6. But on Christmas Eve, so Tuesday, they close at 3. So even if you're going to the range, they probably won't let you get on the range after 2 o'clock. So I would, if you're going to go shooting on Christmas Eve, you know, if that's the way you want to spend your Christmas Eve, by God, get out there and do it. But just a reminder, they're not going to be open until 6 p.m. And then they're doing the same thing for New Year's Eve. So New Year's Eve, they'll close early. And New Year's Day, they'll be closed.
Close New Year's Day, close Christmas, of course, and then back open regular hours after that.
Yep. So it's Williams Gunsight right at Irish Road, Irish and Lapeer. They're on Lapeer.
Lapeer Road at Irish.
Yep. Behind.
Just west of Irish Road.
Yeah. Just west of Irish Road. Just roll the window down and listen. You'll hear the range. But, you know, they've been there for almost 100 years. So if you don't know where they're at now, find them and then plant that seed in your head that it's always there. Because it's a destination. My wife says, I don't know how I can send you to Clarkston and you end up at Williams Gunsight, but it happens.
It's right on the way.
It's always on the way. Remember that song, All Roads Lead to You? I think it was a Steve Warner song from back in the 80s. Mm-mm. Good song. All Roads Lead to You. Good song. You should look it up. But anyways, darn near all roads lead to Williams Gunsight Company. The asphalt will lead you there. Just follow the asphalt. So, Williams Gunsight, go to williamsgunsight.com, check out their website. I absolutely love dabbling with their website, looking at their new sites, their site platforms. We're trying to find an ace in the hole right now for a 44 Magnum Marlin lever action gun, and they quit making them. And I got a 357 lever action Marlin too that I'd like to put one on. They're beautiful sights. It's a Picatinny rail with a ghost ring at the back.
Oh yeah.
It's called the Ace in the Hole. Mm-hmm. And gotta find a couple of those. They quit making them, and one company bought them all out, and we're trying to find out who that is. So I gotta do some digging. But I will. So remember, gift cards make outstanding gifts, and nothing says you love him more than getting him a Williams Gunsight gift.
Here, John, go spend some time at the 25,000 square foot showroom. No, 10,000 square foot showroom.
25,000.
That's what I thought. 25,000 square foot.
Yeah.
Showroom.
It's you know, it's got an indoor range.
There's somebody
too.
To go spend over there.
Yeah. Or a range pass.
Yep.
Get a range pass. Mm-hmm. And right now they got a deal. If you buy the gift cards, you get 10% off.
Mm.
So a $100 gift card only costs you $90.
Nice.
A $250 gift card only costs you $2.25.
Yeah.
So you just can't beat it.
When you use the number 10, it's so easy to calculate.
Yeah, it's
a lot easier.
It's
a decimal place.
I'm a former carpenter, so I do this stuff with a pencil in my head real quick on a 2x4.
Sure.
And it's all done. So, but as far as used guns go, Dano, you know me, I got a thing for used guns, all right? You know, some people have a thing for 64 Chevys. You know, I got a thing for used guns. I like to see,
you know,
what people decided not to keep.
All the car makers, they call those pre-owned. They used
Is
to
that
say
what they used, call them?
Yeah, they poll tested that, and they found out that pre-owned
beats used
is sounds better than used.
Well, you know,
remember that Bill Withers song? Use me.
Oh, to use me up, buddy.
Yeah, that's one of my.
That is my
song.
Favorite Bill Withers song.
That's a great one.
You know, there's.
I like Grandma's Hands too.
There's a great picture of Bill Withers.
Yeah.
In Great Britain, doing a live performance. You know, and they recorded it.
Yep.
In 1974.
Yep.
And he's got a pine knob shirt on.
No kidding.
It is so cool, and he's in England.
Yeah.
Got a pine knob shirt on, playing. Oh, I don't remember which song it is, but it's a good one.
Class act.
All
great
this stuff
music.
Is outstanding. So, yeah, it's all good. And Bill Withers, a blast from the past. You probably won't hear it much on this station.
Yeah.
But man, good music. So, anyways, use guns. Slightly
pre-owned
guns.
Pre-owned guns.
I wonder if they have a used gun spray that says pre-owned gun smell.
It could.
It could be. anything that smells like Hoppy's 9 always goes in the
yeah, there you go.
Hoppy's number 9 in the stocking for Christmas is a good gift too. But gift cards are outstanding. I blew it this year, Dan. We did a family gift exchange and I put on my, you know what I put on my list?
What?
I wanted a new Whirly Pop. Mm. I completely blew it. Last year I wrote Williams Gunsight on every one of the things. And that's what I got from everybody. This year I put a Whirly Pop and like stupid stuff. I was like, was I drugged? Did somebody give me like 2 Benadryls that morning when I filled it out? I don't know what happened, but I got done and I'm like, I felt like Christmas Story, and I turn around and go, wait, I want a Red Ryder BB gun with, that's where I was. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be, what's his name, Billingsley? Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
Yes, and I wanted to be him at that moment and say, wait, but I blew it. So, you know what that means? I got to go buy my own. So,
well, there's that.
There's always that.
You can always you can always rectify that situation.
It's usually right after the radio station.
There you go. Right on the way. All roads lead to Williams.
So, I found 3 guns that totally intrigued me this week that are on their used gun site, and I've got to spend some quality time there now today, Saturday. Get out there, check it out. So, I'm going to tell you about these. But they might be gone by the time you get there because I might go buy them. First one, a Sig Sauer P220.
Sig Sauer
220. You could just be Arnold Schwarzenegger and pull this gun out because it's a Legion 10 millimeter.
Oh, yeah.
It is the finest 10 millimeter I've got a plut. There's that word. I almost used it. I got a bunch of 10 millimeters.
Joe's listening.
I love 10 millimeters. 10 millimeter auto is my favorite handgun. It's a close fight between that and 357 Magnums. But the 10 millimeter auto in Legion is the Mac Daddy. It is the Mac Daddy of 10 millimeter handguns. I don't think there's any finer. I've got other SIGs. I've got all these different 10 millimeters. They're all cool in their own way. And they all have little ambiances. You know, it's like it's a good chair, but that's daddy's chair over there. The SIG P220 Legion in 10 millimeter is outstanding. This thing's got a 5-inch barrel. It's heavy. So when you pull the trigger, the gun immediately is right back on target. It's like so precisely tuned. They didn't make it as light as they could. They made it heavy and strong. It'll handle all the heavy loads. It has 5 magazines. It's got a zippered case. It's got night sights. So when it sits on your bedstand, when you look over at night, you'll have that assurance seeing those glow in the dark
soft
sights.
Green glow.
Exactly.
Oh yeah.
Exactly.
It's like a night light.
The zippered case.
It's a perfect night light for
you. You don't tuck it in at night. You keep the case open so that it gets air.
Yes.
So that it rests comfortably in its case.
Sure.
This Sig Sauer P220.
Sig Sauer.
That you seldom see when used.
You want to say my Sig Sauer?
The only time somebody sells one of these is when they die.
Oh, yeah.
It's a sad thing.
Yeah.
And they didn't raise their family, right? Because they're selling it instead of keeping it.
They're not passing it down. Yeah.
This one used at Williams right now, $1,439.95.
With the case and all the accessories.
With the zipper case, 5 magazines, night sights.
Yeah.
And it's a Sig Sauer.
Sig Sauer.
P220.
Do you like my Sig Sauer?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
It's so sexy. But anyways, it is just...
go check that out. Go grab it.
My blood pressure is up right now.
Check and make
sure. My pacemaker is going bonkers.
We can't guarantee it's there, but go...
Go look at it. If you beat me there, so be it. But it just might be gone.
All right.
So, next one. The Henry 009. Okay? It's H-O-O-9 is the nomenclature, and then an X. So... Is it Honix? No. I think it's H-O-O-9-X. It is a 360 Buckhammer lever action, beautiful hunting rifle. This thing is beautiful. It's got the longer barrel. It's got a 21-inch barrel.
Yep.
So I like that because I don't want to get a 360 Buckhammer that is a 200-yard gun and then cut 5 inches off the barrel and make it 16 inches long or 16 and a half for Michigan for the United States laws because... You need that extra length of that barrel to get that oomph. It's still pushing that. There's enough powder in that barrel. if you got a shorter barrel, it's going to blow up outside the gun. It's going to be a big bang and a flash. Longer barrel is going to keep pushing that bullet faster.
Right.
It's going to hit at 250 yards good. So you can zero this gun in at 250 yards if you wanted to. 360 buck hammer lever action gun from Henry. It is absolutely beautiful. It is compensated. It's got a compensator in the end of the barrel to accept some of the flash and the blast. Black synthetic stocks, $924.95. It is, I don't want to overuse the Mac Daddy term, but it's darn tootin' a good gun.
Let's move on to darn tootin'.
Darn tootin'. Okay, darn tootin' is the word now because it's a lever action gun, you know, and...
It's a darn tootin' nice rifle.
Marshall Dillon might have liked that one, okay? So he probably would.
Yeah.
Now, the next gun, this is the little, this is, and the next gun, Dan, your little pinky sticks out a little bit.
Okay.
We're going to a Browning. Mm-hmm. Now, in Brownings, they have these beautiful shotguns called Satoris. Beautiful shotguns. Well, then they have, like, the Lamborghini series called the 725s. Well, Williams got a hold of a 725. Seldom again do people sell 725s because they keep them forever. Somebody probably died and they left this gun to the family and they took it into Williams. It's a 725. This is an over and under 12 gauge sporting edition, 28 inch barrels with extended chokes. Their barrels are ported. These are truly works of art. The people I know that have them shoot constantly and they're very, very good at it. This one can be yours for $2,224.95. Remember, they got 90-day layaway. Your Christmas bonus is coming up. It's time to buy the 725 because you might not ever see another one. Get it while you can. Life is short. Christmas is right around the corner. It's Wednesday, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Get over there and check it out at least.
Get it. Check it out. Handle. Merry Christmas to everyone from all of our sponsors. Tim Hogan and the team at Diamond Gems. Tim McKnight and the team at Tri-County Roofing, and Brian and the whole doggone team at Williams Gunsight.
Yeah, thank you guys.
And all of us here at Town Square Media and at the Gunsmith Show. The Smith family to you.
Yes.
Merry Christmas from all of us.
Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for listening. The Gunsmith Show. We're going to come back. We got one more for 2024. We're going to wrap it up next week. This is it for us today. We're going to put it back over to classic rock.
There you go.
Ultimate classic rock here on US 103.1, your home for just that music, ultimate classic rock. We'll be back again next week. Merry Christmas, everybody.